Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry will be back on Monday. He is really, really busy at the Basilica in Florida, preparing for the Triduum. And so he'll be back on Monday. You have me today. I have you, and it's unscripted. That means anything goes. You can bring anything to the table, and we'll talk about it. So please dial this number, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. You'll speak to Matt Kavinsky, and he will chat with you for a few minutes, and he'll put you on hold. You'll just slip right into the discussion, and I cannot wait to speak with you. This is a very amazing day. I love this day. I love looking forward to the Triduum that begins tonight with the Mass of the Lord's Supper. I love going to all the churches until midnight. I found out just last night that there's, I think, 17 coming in the caravan that I'm going to be a part of tonight. I'm just super excited. What a wonderful way to enter into the Triduum. But we'll talk more about that. That's what I was bringing to the table today. And those of you who've journeyed with us on Take Two for many years, you know that that's a tradition that I took part in ever since I was a little kid. And I absolutely find it soul-changing. It's just incredible. So today is unscripted. It's the final one for March. We go into April next month. We have another one at the end of April. So if you have anything you want to talk about, you want to revisit a past subject. If you were on the line yesterday, like Barbara was from Colorado, or Jane from Iowa, or Cindy from Tennessee, please call back and just tell Matt Kavinsky that you were on the line and we ran out of time, and he'll happily put you to the front of the line. That's the least we could do, because you waited most of the show yesterday. So Barbara, Colorado, Jane, Iowa, Cindy, Tennessee, please go ahead and call back. And then we will also be talking more about what's going on. I have some housekeeping notes here, and I want to make sure I share that with the Take Two family. I want to thank Charles Beery, our producer. He's doing a fine job, and Ace McKay is at social media. So if you have anything for Unscripted, like a past topic you want to revisit, you want to suggest a topic coming up that you want us to put on the calendar for the summer, if you want to talk about anything in the church, personal life, relationships, stuff like that, please call in or leave a comment on social media. Okay? So I set the table. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-3986. And we're going to get to Marianne, who's up first in she's waiting so patiently in from West Bend, Wisconsin on EWTN.com. And Marianne has some sadness and gladness that you wanted to share with us. So Marianne, welcome to Unscripted.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be on your show.
Oh my goodness, thank you for allowing us this time on Unscripted. This is exciting. So wait a minute, I'm very intrigued. Sadness and gladness.
Right, well, it all goes back to Mother Teresa of years ago, but she said to be the sunshine of God's joy and share this joy with all you meet. And I was so inspired with that. It's a long story, but I was working at the time, and I said to my boss, everyone just seems so angry and mean. Why can't everyone be kind and like our Lord was, you know? In other words, be a friend to someone who needs a friend. So they said, well, can you explain it further? And I needed some help, and I asked my daughter, Joanne, if we could write a poem to explain it all. And we came up with Friend in Need for the Finn Club with the Christianity Fish, you know? And it went something like this: being more than merely workers is what we profess to be. We must reach out and touch them givingly. For we are all a family, and no matter where we dwell, our sisters and our brothers may need more than one can tell. They need to be remembered on a very special day, or perhaps they have some troubles we could help to ease some way. Blue skies may have all turned gray. They may be feeling low, but in just a single moment, we can bring a smile aglow. Yes, it takes some sacrifice, some time, and giving too, but it won't go unrewarded. God will remember you. A wink, a drop of sunshine, a kind and giving deed, an act of love and brotherhood. This is Friend in Need.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing.
Well, she's amazing. And after that, I thought, I'm going to do a wonderful job. I'm going to go to the nursing home, and I'm going to find out who doesn't get a visitor here. Oh. And he said, Cornelius, but don't bother. He's mean. He throws things at you. And I said, I don't care. What is Corny's room? So they said, way at the other end. And I did my cross. I have holy medals on me at all times. And I went down, and my sweetest smile, I said, good morning, Cornelius. And he said, who are you? And I said, I'm Marianne Burgettis. That's Vietnamese. I spelled it out. And he said, what do you want? And I said, I want to cheer you up, Corny. I want to change the sadness to gladness. And he said, I don't need that. I need a banana.
And then did
I said,
you?
What? He did said, a banana, and it's got to be Conchita. And I said, well, don't they give you any bananas here at Cornelius? She said, they run out. I'm way at the end. And I said, listen closely. I'm going to go to the store tonight, and I'm going to get you a hand of bananas, and I'm going to get my magic marker. I'm going to write your name on it, and no one is going to take those bananas, no one. And he said, do you mean it? I said, I mean it on the cross. I mean it. So I kept my words, and I went down to the store, and I got Conchita's, and I brought it to him, and
aww,
he was so, so grateful. And he said, oh, thank you. I said, oh, that's okay. And he said, but there's another thing. I said, oh, what? He said, I can't remember that song about Conchita Bananas. I've been trying for 19 years, and I can't remember it. And I said, I know that song. He said, will you sing it for me, Maronami? So I said, I'm Conchita Banana, and I come to say bananas like to ripen in a certain way when they are flecked with brown and have a golden hue. Bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You could put it in a salad. You could put it in a pie any way you want to eat it. It's impossible to beat it.
Marianne, hold on one second. Hold on. I've got to say goodbye to you and just make a couple comments. You hear the music. Hang on. This is unscripted. Marianne got us started. We're getting a lot of comments coming in. Please call 833-288-3986. This is our monthly unscripted at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back on Monday. You have me. I have you. There's two open phone lines. We got started with Marianne. Marianne, hold on. Don't go anywhere. But here's the number if you'd like to call in, share a topic, ask a question, share a story, bring some joy to another person's life today by Take Two. Call in 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. And before we get back to Marianne, I just wanted to share that there are employment opportunities at EWTN. Very exciting. We're committed to spreading the gospel from a Catholic perspective, touching millions via television, radio, publishing, and the internet. Right now, EWTN is looking for qualified people to fill a number of exciting positions. Make a difference using your God-given talents. Visit EWTN.com/employment today. So check it out, folks, if you want to work for EWTN. I think it's very exciting, and that's a great opportunity. When we announce it, it usually goes pretty quickly. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit, check it out, EWTN.com/employment, and do it today. Okay, Marianne in West Bend, I didn't mean to cut you off as you were singing, but I just have to tell you, you brought such joy to this unscripted. I love your spirit. I love your mindset. I love the way you can connect with other souls. I think you have a God-given talent in that area. And I did catch, Marianne, a little bit of Italian there, so I'm assuming you have an Italian background.
Oh, definitely, Eddie. And I would like to say that be sure when you greet the priest, get the right name. I must have been nervous. It was Father Hyacinth. I knew it was a flower, but I forgot what flower. And he said, Marianne, he was so friendly. And I called him Father Petunia. Oh, great. Father Tulip. Father Carnage. I went on and on. And I knew I was making a very bad mistake. And I said, Father, were you born in December? He said, yes. I said, oh, are you Father Poinsettia? He said, no, I said, not mistletoe. Just say hi, Father Debbie.
Yeah. I will. But Marianne, I want to tell you something. You probably can get away with a lot because you're named Marianne, okay? You carry the Blessed Mother's name and her mother's name, so you're pretty blessed, and I think you're a beautiful soul. But with that, we do have almost full phone lines, so I'm all alone today hosting, although I do have a wonderful show team of Matt and Charles and Ace. But Marianne, you grace this conversation. Have a beautiful and blessed Triduum, and we'll see you in the Easter season. Okay?
Thank you. God bless a million times. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. She put a smile on my face. I just love her. She's got a great, great spirit. Okay, Marianne's going to free that line for you for Unscripted, 833-288-3986. If you have something to share, something to say, something to suggest, something you're concerned about, something that's bothering you, if you have an angel story, if there's something going on in your life with relationships, I'll do the best I can. So it's at 833-288-3986. Waving to social media, you guys are so awesome. Yes, I am feeling better and my eye is getting better slowly, but it's getting better. So thanks, you guys. But I need some more. I still need the prayers. I'm a prayer beggar. I'm just telling you right now. Luke, who's 17 years old from Kerrville, Texas, asks, what is one thing you would change about the world if you could? So Luke is asking, he's a teenager from Texas, and he's asking, what is one thing you would change about the world if you could? I think that is an excellent question. And Charles, if you'll make a note of it, let's put that on the calendar. But I can answer for you, Luke, if you're interested. What's one thing I would change about the world? I would definitely, there's so many things I would change. One thing I would change about the world is I think there's such a lack of kindness. And I think if we really tried hard to show this kindness and give others the benefit of the doubt and not just judge and label people right away. Now, I'm not saying everybody does it, but it's kind of a world thing right now. I think we would have just a more peaceful world in general, just day to day. So that would be one thing I would change. I mean, of course, if I could change one thing and I really had my wish, Luke, I'd put crucifixes everywhere, in hospitals, in schools, in restaurants. I'd put crucifixes everywhere. That's definitely what I would change. I saw a lot of that when I went to Mexico and even in Italy, but it's starting to diminish. And that's really, I think once you remove God from all public spaces, we have a problem. So I don't know if that answered the question, Luke, but Charles is going to put it on the summer calendar. But great question from Kerrville, Texas. And thank you, Luke, 17 years old, calling in, asking that question. You are awesome, Luke, and I love the name. That's my son's confirmation name. Okay, we do have an open phone line. It's Unscripted. This is your last chance to get in for March. If you want to talk about the Triduum, you want to talk about Easter, you want to talk about anything that we talked about during the month or the prior month, and you didn't really kind of close the loop on it, and you want to talk a little bit more about it, I am here. 833-288-3986. Please call in and fill those last open phone lines. We're going to go to Barbara, and Barbara is a first-time caller in Minnesota on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for being a first-time caller.
Hi. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
I've never talked on a radio show before.
Oh, my goodness. And you picked this show to do it? I feel so... Wow. Oh, I am so excited.
I love it. I try to listen to you like every day if I can.
Oh, thank you. You know what? You're my new best friend.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I just love your voice, and you just, I mean, so many things you talk about, it really helps my faith grow stronger.
Thank you. All praise and glory to God. God is awesome. He's using the radio airwaves. I'm telling you, I think God's working overtime, and the angels as well, using the radio to reach each and every one of us. So thank you for acknowledging that. But yeah, so Barbara, tell us why you are calling today on Unscripted.
Okay, well, I think I have an angel story. I grew up in a cradle Catholic family, and my mom, oh my goodness, she has such a strong faith. And when I was 19 and I was, I wasn't living at home at the time, and I was living with some friends, but I didn't make very good choices, was when I was back when I was 19. But so I decided to go see this guy that I liked in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And it didn't go very well. But anyway, so I was coming home on the train, because I went on the train down there. And then so I wasn't really thinking very clearly anyway. And I was anyway, this nice man came over and sat by me on the train, and he talked to me all the way home. And here he just, there was some kind of peace about him. And he just, I mean, I still remember what he looked like till this day. And so he helped me. He got me on the right train. And he actually kind of gave me a kiss on the forehead. And I never saw him again. So I was like, wasn't sure if he was just a nice man or if he was just, you know, if he could have been an angel. But there was just some kind of peace about him. And he just seemed like he was a very caring person.
So you've, okay, a couple questions. You know, I've studied angels since you listened, and you know, I've studied angels for many years. So I got to ask a couple questions just to see if in my humble opinion, it's a possible angel encounter. You had no future contact with him, correct?
No.
He didn't say anything or do anything inappropriate that was offensive or hurtful or you were afraid of?
No, not at all.
Okay. Go ahead. So, and wait, and you also felt like obviously he was bringing you comfort, getting you on, going to the right place. And so did you feel safe with him?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Very much so.
Yeah. And then you never saw him again after that.
No, never saw him again. And I still remember what he looks like.
Can you describe?
He had kind of like this light brown hair. It was kind of a little bit longer. And he kind of looked like maybe he was in his, you know, maybe 30s. He looked young. Mm-hmm. And he looked slender. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just seemed,
okay.
Yeah.
So a couple more questions. Prior to this encounter, were you nervous about getting to the right place?
Well, kind of. Well, I wasn't thinking, and I was really, really depressed at the time. And
okay.
I was just kind of really broke. And I just didn't even ask him if he could help me get on the right train. I think when I got off, I don't even know if I would have got on the right train or not.
Sure. Okay, so you were feeling down, and then here comes this very nice stranger who offers you some comfort, some support, and then a kind of a gentle sentiment of just showing that he cares, correct?
Yeah, he was kind of like a blessing in disguise.
Right. Yeah, I would say that's all the elements of an angel encounter. Did you have?
Oh, wow.
Were you close to your guardian angel prior to?
You know, I haven't, but I really believe my mom probably prayed for me the whole time, because when I was, I called my roommates at the time, and then my mom found out, because she didn't even know I went, and so she must have been praying for me.
Yeah. Is your mom still with us?
Ask
your mom when you see her over Easter, ask her, or when you talk to her, ask her if she had a devotion and believed always in the guardian angels, and ask the guardian angels to watch over you. I truly think, in my humble opinion, yes. So given that, it's important, because clearly with your mom and now you, it would be important for you now to and you just did, you actually just did, Barbara, you, by sharing it with everybody, raise awareness for yourself that your angel has a mission in your life. And that's all we really have to do, is acknowledge that they have a mission. That's why the guardian angel prayer is so powerful. But I would, since you now voiced it to the world, you're probably going to be more aware that your angel is working on your behalf. You may never see a manifestation again until you leave this earth, but you know that they're that they are there. So what do you think about that? Brings you a lot of joy, right?
Oh, it does. And yeah, I just think to myself, you know, if something would have else happened, you know, where I would have been. So I'm very thankful. I feel like that God was there for me.
Oh, yeah. You're totally protected. There are soul guards and our bodyguards. They're so cool. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. When you start to realize what they're doing on the other side of the veil, it is incredible. It's a whole nother network working on our behalf. So it's huge. And I think that's so cool that you had that encounter. Awesome. Thank you for sharing it. And thank you for being a first time caller. Maybe you'll call us again in the future. Will you do that?
Oh, definitely. Actually, could I ask you for one more thing?
Sure.
I have a daughter. She's 20. Mm-hmm. And she's away from the faith, and she's at college, and she doesn't go to church anymore. I was wondering if you could pray for her or put her in your book.
Absolutely. Do you feel comfortable giving us her first name or no?
Yes, Natalie.
Natalie, beautiful name. And by the way, you do not sound old enough to have a 20-year-old daughter. Just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
You have the most.
Really, so 40.
What? How old are you?
I'm actually 49.
Wow. You have the most youthful sounding voice. I would have thought you were a teenager. It's unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, that is so cool. Wow. Oh, yes, Barbara, we've got you covered. I put you in the book as well, your whole family, and we'll specifically pray for Natalie. And Barbara, go to Padre Pio, St. Padre Pio. Ask Padre Pio to adopt Natalie. Would you do that?
Sure. And then also my husband, he mm-hmm. doesn't, I don't think he's a believer, but mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could pray for him too.
Sure. Do you want to give his name or no?
It's up sure. To you. Garrett.
Say one more time.
Garrett.
Got it.
G-R-E-T-T. Thank you so much.
Got it. You got it. I got your whole family and your mom too, because she sounds precious that she prayed for you. I love that. Okay, so we got you covered. Don't worry. Be assured of our prayers and have a beautiful and blessed Triduum, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thanks, Barbara. That was a beautiful call. Okay, Barbara just freed a phone line. It's unscripted. You see how it works. 833-288-3986. You have plenty of time to still get in. I'm going to hit the pause button in just a minute. Julie, you're up next, a first-time caller in Minnesota. Please hang on. Don't go anywhere because you're going to hear the music in just a bit. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping just to get those important events coming up in. So first one I wanted to share is Adam Bly and I, we also host the Spirit World. We will be for an exclusive live broadcast of the Spirit World through Guadalupe Radio Network. We're going to be in Dallas, Texas, April 20th, okay, at the Terry Center at the Jesuit College Prep School. And this exclusive broadcast, you'll be able to ask questions. We'll be on location. But Adam is bringing a very rare combination relic. And we're hoping to let everyone leave there with a third class relic that's very rare. So please check it out and get your ticket. It's very inexpensive. It's just a community builder. So we want to get as many people there to ask questions and be part of the broadcast. And all you have to do is go to grnonline.com/TSW Live. TSW stands for the Spirit World. It's heard on Saturdays right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. But that's April 20th, so it's coming up quick. And so please get your tickets. Okay, Julie, you're up next on the other side of this break. This is Unscripted. Please call 833-288-3986. Our monthly Unscripted here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and Jerry will be back on Monday. I just wanted to do a shout out and an invitation for our friends in Central and Northern Illinois. Need to hear from you next week. Catholic Spirit Radio will air their carathon starting on Tuesday. So if you're listening in Bloomington, Normal, Lincoln, Rockford, or anywhere, remember to support your EWTN. Remember to support them and also EWTN Catholic Radio Station. But I wanted to share something. I am co-hosting that event with many other hosts, and it is Catholic Spirit Radio's really important spring pledge drive, and they're focusing all around John Paul II. Because remember, JP II went to meet the Lord on April 2nd. So we're the whole theme is around John Paul II, which is going to be very exciting with lots of guests and interesting information about this great Pope and great saint. So that's Catholic Spirit Radio. And then please remember EWTN. It is pledge drive season. If you did not, if your pledge drive in your local area already happened and you didn't pledge, please go online and make a pledge. We really need Catholic radio now more than ever. That's probably another thing I would add to Luke's question of what would I change about the world. I think everybody should support Catholic radio. It's so important. God's using the radio airwaves to reach each and every one of us. It's his megaphone, and it's huge. And we're seeing it by your calls and your participation for almost 9 years, by the way, you guys. Take Two Family has been going almost 9 years. Okay, Julie gets our virtual Patience Award. First time caller from Minnesota. Sirius XM 130 is the way. Julie's listening. Hi, Julie. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Yes. I just had a question. I always try to make time in the morning to do the rosary, but there's days like today when I'm not having such great time, and I'm wondering if it's okay to do it while I'm getting ready for work and driving to work. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Okay. So let me share a couple things, because I was in religious education for many years, 25 years, and I worked for four or five different pastors. And every time this question would come up, there would be a slightly different answer by different priests and deacons and lay leaders. I'm just going to share with you how I feel about it and what I have learned from lives of the saints and all sorts of people that I really look up to and trust in spiritual direction. The answer is yes. Get the rosary in while you're working, while you're driving, while you're doing dishes, while you're, going around the house, checking mail, doing stuff. Pray anytime, anytime, everywhere, whenever you can. And as long as when you're calling to mind the mysteries of Jesus's life, ministry, suffering, death, resurrection, and his mother, when you call to mind and meditate, there are amazing connections that are made, and there's your prayers, and there are the blessings. The blessings will flow. The streams of graces and blessings will flow. Why do I say that? Because a lot of the saints would say, as long as we stay connected, okay, it goes back to the parable, John 15, the vine and the branches. How many times did Jesus say, remain in me? He said it 10, and some translations 11, 10 times. Why did he do that? He didn't have a brain problem. He was overemphasizing and stressing to always just stay connected. And I will tell you that some people, given their personality and their situation and their work and all sorts of things, they have to kind of multitask sometimes. So yes, I mean, it's wonderful to sit in a chapel or in a prayer space and have no distractions and no kids and no work and no anything around you. I get it. But oftentimes it's not that way. And if we make the effort any which way we can, there's merit to that and there are blessings. I can tell you I do. When I'm driving, I pray the rosary. When I'm multitasking and doing other stuff, I pray the rosary. So but do I feel bad about it? There was a time early on in my ministry work, I felt a little awkward about it. But then I started reading a lot of Lives of the Saints. I mean, Padre Pio used to pray 11, 12, 18 rosaries a day. He was doing it all the time. So, and he was walking, and you'll see different popes, and Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, John Paul II would walk along the grounds and pray the rosary. They're multitasking. They're talking to other people. They're not just sitting in a chapel. So you see where I'm going with it? Anytime we connect, Julie, I think it's very powerful, and it goes along with that parable, remain in me. So it's all about connection. What do you say?
Sounds good. I just didn't want to be disrespectful.
That's where I struggled with it too. I totally agree. But I think it's your mindset. If you know what you're doing and you're giving it your best effort, then it's not disrespectful. Disrespect comes with the intention.
Okay.
So if you know you're not being disrespectful, you're not being disrespectful. You see where I'm going with?
Is it okay to do it while you're trying to go to sleep at night?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that fall asleep to the rosary. My sister prays the rosary, and she wakes up in the middle of the night, and she still has her fingers on the bead where she left off, and she continues some more, and she falls asleep some more, and it brings her tremendous comfort. Saint Bernadette, Matt Gabinski just reminded me, that's right, Matt. Saint Bernadette fell asleep to the rosary. Saint Therese of Lisieux used to fall asleep, and now Matt just said Padre Pio paying 60 rosaries a day. I heard it was like 17 or something, but it could have been 60. He prayed all day long. So no, I think it's... yeah, absolutely. Remember this, Julie, when it comes to Catholicism, it's our intention and our effort that really counts. It's not how well we perform and how well we do things. And I think sometimes as Catholics, we're kind of trained to be like so perfect in everything we do. It's a very stressful kind of thing sometimes. And once you realize that's not about that, it's about your mindset. So if you say, Lord, I want to stay connected with you, and Lord, I'm having a stressful day and I want to fall asleep, you know, meditating on the mysteries, I think that that's beautiful. That shows your trust and your love and your connection for God. What do you say, Julie? You know, Julie, we should do a show on this. Charles, can you make a note of it? This is an excellent topic. What do you say, Julie?
Sounds great. I like to learn more about it and everything too. Well,
yeah, we can do it. We'll do whatever you want us to do, pretty much. But I want you to be at peace. So be just, you know, even if you just get like one decade in or even a partial. And by the way, you know, Adam Bly talks about this, religious demonologist, and he does exorcism ministry, every exorcism work every single week. And he's involved in that work. And he's been for many, many years. And he says, actually, Jesus himself has said that it's one Hail Mary said well, and one Our Father said really well, that is more important than saying, you know, 1,000 of other prayers, you know. So it's very interesting. So again, that goes back to intention. But we'll cover it, but I hope that leaves you with some peace and joy for today. What do you say?
Sounds good. That's kind of what got me back into praying, because I was raised Catholic and kind of branched off and didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But then I started feeling evil spirits. And my sisters didn't believe me. But my one sister just told me to go to church and say, go to confession and start praying. And that's what's helped.
It's helped, yeah. Do you have sacramentals in the house, like holy water, blessed oil, salt, and like a St. Benedict medal?
Since then, I bought holy water in.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah.
Couple things. If you sense anything, any disturbance whatsoever, if you take some of that holy water and put it in the top of your head, and this comes from Adam Bly, he suggests that to a lot of people. You put on the top of your head, it'll help ease some and any type of disturbance or agitation. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And we just put it on the calendar we're going to title it, Don't Stress About Your Prayer. So when you hear that topic come up, Julie, that you're the one that suggested it. And Charles will make a note that Julie from Minnesota suggested it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful Triduum. Okay. Julie is up next in Columbus, Ohio on St. Gabriel Radio. Hi. Oh, Julia. It's Julie was before you. Julia is now on Columbus, Ohio and St. Gabriel. Hi, Julia. Take it away.
Oh, hi. It's a beautiful day here. We got a lot of sunshine. And I like the subject I heard on the radio just before your program came on. They said you'd be talking about your childhood favorite cartoon. And the first thing that popped in my mind was Popeye the Sailor Man. And I couldn't think of any others. I know others were funny, but he was the one that really I could relate to. I don't know for sure why, but I think he was more intelligent than some of the, you know, goofy stuff.
Well, Yeah. And Julia, we covered that topic. It was very popular. We're going to revisit it again. And I will tell you that I agree with you. Popeye was a big hit in our family as well. My brother liked it. And, you know, honestly, it's really kind of funny. I actually like spinach because of Popeye. That's how I got really hooked on spinach. And it's hilarious. And there's certain
phrases. My family, too.
You too? Yeah.
My family, too. My kids. You know, they can't imagine why nobody likes spinach, you know.
Yeah, it makes you really strong. Well, wasn't in Popeye, wasn't the one that said, I'll pay you a hamburger today or something next Tuesday. I can't remember the phrase for something today. There was some funny, I use it all the time and now I can't remember it. It's out of Popeye, the Sailor Man, but it's hilarious. Maybe Matt Kabinsky can look it up. It's something about a hamburger today for next Tuesday or something. He would always pay it later. Do you remember that, Julia?
Well, I remember a short, chubby guy that had something to do with hamburgers.
Yeah.
He always had a hamburger in his hand.
Yeah.
But that part, I don't remember what you're saying, but very easily could be, because it was... I remember those two characters on together, so yeah. I don't remember a lot of what they said, but it's always very practical and meant something.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. It's hilarious. We're going to have the guys look it up. You'll have to listen to the rest of the show because it's going to drive me crazy until I get it down. There it is. Okay, I knew Matt Kabinsky is right on top of things. It was Wimpy. Remember Wimpy would say, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Remember that?
Okay, yes, Wimpy, that was his name.
Yeah, I used to laugh about that so much. That was so much fun. Those are some great, great things we used to get to watch. Julia, you're awesome. Thank you so much, and enjoy your beautiful day, and a blessed Triduum to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, we just got a caller asked where the event is on April 20th. Okay, in Dallas, Texas, we're on location. It's a live broadcast of the Spirit World, and you can get the tickets at grnonline.com/events/TSW live. That's what it's showing here. So just go to GRN online, look for the Spirit World. You should be able to find it. And if you get totally, you can't find it, just contact Dave Palmer. He takes care of the whole Dallas area, and Dave Palmer will happily help you. Okay. But I'm excited. We want to fill the place with like 500 folks, and we're just going to have a blast, and we're going to keep taking questions, and it'll be really, really cool. And this relic, there's a big story behind it, and I will share it with everybody, and hopefully everybody will walk away with that third class relic. Okay. Michelle in... Oh, by the way, Matt Kabinsky, you're awesome. Thank you. That's why Matt is named Matthew. He's a gift of God. Okay, Michelle in Denver, Colorado on Catholic Radio Network. Now I'm getting fired up. You guys are so awesome. You get me so... I love the Take Two family. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very happy to talk to you, my dear. Mm-hmm. I listen all the time. I have a special prayer request. It's just God's timing for this show, because I know the power of prayer and many people praying. I have a dear friend who was just put into hospice. Her name is Linda, with brain cancer. And the family is asking for prayers, just miracle, actually specifically asking for the intercession of Blessed Stanley, I think it's Rother, and just would love for the community and the people listening to just go to the throne of God and ask for healing, if it's God's will, for Linda. And special relationship she and I had, we came into the church, the Catholic Church, together 19 years ago at the Easter Vigil, and just a dear friend of mine, mother, wife, and so just asking for prayers, please.
But she was just put on hospice. Is that it? What are they saying? What are the doctors saying?
You know, I know that they've been doing treatments. I think they're going to do a special they're going to do a surgery on her neck coming up soon. But her husband just sent an email like this morning to my husband asking for prayers because of the brain cancer is my understanding. And she's in another state. I'm in Denver, but she's in another state. So they just sent a mass email. Their parish is praying. Everyone's praying. And if we could just all, everyone cover Linda in prayer, it would just be such a blessing to me.
Absolutely. And I put you, Michelle, too. And I put Linda's whole family in the book. I put her doctors in the book. I put you and your family in the book as well, because we always put the person that, that gives and shares the prayer intention. So you're in the book as well. But here's what I want to just say to the Take-Two family. When you guys are praying for Linda, you guys are going to have to go fast, and you're going to have to go to all your go-to angels and saints. This is to the Take-Two family for Linda, because this sounds very serious. If her husband's sending out this alert, that means everybody's got to really go deep. Now, we're starting the Triduum tonight with the Mass of the Lord's Supper. It's one continuous liturgy, Lord's Supper, Good Friday, and then the Easter Vigil. Please remember Linda, okay, and just go deep with prayers for some kind of major miracle and miracles, a ripple effect of miracles, okay? Because remember, if the miracle comes for the body, to heal the body, that is fantastic. But oftentimes miracles come to heal the soul. So let's go big with God, and we will just storm heaven. Michelle, would you please keep us posted and tell Linda that when you talk to her that she's got a big family praying for her?
I will. Thank you, Debbie. God bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you for lifting her up and my family as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And have a blessed Triduum. And keep us posted, though, Michelle, please. Okay. Thank you. I want to just share the Holy Week specials with everyone. Coming up tomorrow on EWTN Radio, The Way of the Cross with Pope Francis from Rome, Good Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. For a complete list of EWTN's Holy Week and Easter programming, just go to EWTN.com/radio and click on schedule. Okay, so make sure you, if you can attend all of the Triduum, that would be the best thing you can do. But if you can't, EWTN has you covered on TV and radio. So that's fantastic. Okay, we're going to go to Tim in Colorado. By the way, Matt, this is a note for Matt that everybody was happy you gave us all the wimpy liner from Popeye, because now everybody's laughing. So they said, thank you, Matt. Tim from Colorado on Catholic Radio Network. Take it away.
Okay, Debbie. Well, a couple calls back. Two people called in, and they said they were first-time callers, and you said, well, now they're new friends of yours. Well, I'm a long-time caller. I've called, I don't know how many times, to you. But anyway,
You'll always be a dear friend, Tim.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm just going to mention, this is not what I called about, but anyway, about praying the rosary. I pray the rosary when I get up, when I go to church every day. We pray the rosary before Mass, but there was something that happened in my life where I used to take the Eucharist to the local hospital, and you know, you meet all sorts of people. But anyway, the short point of it is there were people that didn't know how to say the rosary, and I would make a joke about, I know the last thing that you remember to do before you came to the hospital is take your rosary. We'd have a big laugh. But this was the point, and I would teach them how to say the rosary. And I said, okay. So I'm going to tell you one thing. Okay, so we've got the first mystery of the joyous mysteries. And I said, so what is that all about? I says, well, the Archangel Gabriel asked the Blessed Mother to make a decision about that she was chosen to be the mother of our Lord. We all know that. And I said, so what is that all about? Oh, she had to make a decision. She had to say yes. So when you're saying that, just think about what you're saying. Get yourself into that mystery, and you can do this with every single mystery. What is it all about? Making decisions. So when you have to make a decision, put yourself into that mystery, and this is the point. You put yourself into that mystery, and it makes it very personal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I love it. That's beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, we're getting a lot of calls coming in about the rosary, too. So we do have that topic coming up in the near future, Tim. So maybe you'll also call in again and share again with all of our listeners, because we have new listeners each and every time. But so thank you for that. But then there's also a note here that says something about an angel encounter.
That's why I called. Okay. So I'm about 3 years old, maybe four. I don't know. You know, you can't remember those things. So we're living in an apartment. I'm on the second floor. Fall out of the window. It's all bricks down there. And I didn't even stop there. I went down the stairs into the basement, according to what my mom told me about. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought about, you know, I shouldn't be here. I'm 80, Debbie, and I'm so thankful to God for giving me be my life. I mean, I could go on, and I don't have time, and you don't have time. But it's. I've always said, Tim, why are you here? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be here. That, you know, that fall should have been over. Life could have been over. And my guardian angels, and I just pictured my guardian angels flapping her wings, you know, and keeping me afloat, had to do something to keep me afloat, because I didn't fall and hit the bricks like I could have, and it would have been over. So I just testify, and I've told a lot of people this story, that it's my guardian angel that saved my life. And and you mentioned it earlier, you know, how our guardian angels can come into our life, and mine certainly did, Debbie. There's no doubt about it. I'm here. I'm 80 years old, and I wouldn't give it up for a minute. I have 16 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren. My life is so full. I've been blessed by God. But God must have told the guardian angel, we're going to say, Tim, you get down there and make sure that he lives. And it's a testimony to my guardian angel. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to thank my guardian angel for what she did to keep me alive.
Well, a couple things, Tim. I totally agree with you, because you remember what Jesus said. You don't want to hurt the little ones, right? Because their guardian angels are beholding the face of God. And that's what they are doing. They're beholding the face of God and helping us here on earth. And I do believe that was your angel that definitely saved you when you were a little boy, Tim. But the good news is, when you said you're going to go and thank your guardian angel, the good news is, when you get to heaven, God willing, your guardian angel is transitioning to your best friend. So it is really incredible. So you and you're going to have a lot of fun stories, and I'm sure your guardian angel is going to be sharing exactly what happened that day when you fell out that window. And I mean, you're right. You're going to have that guardian angel to share in the beatific vision, God willing. I think it's beautiful, Tim. And you were meant to be here. You were the father of a big family. I think it's incredible. So God bless you, sir. And thank you for sharing. And I love how you said you testify to it. Absolutely. Keep sharing your story, your angel encounter. Please, Tim. God bless you, sir. Have a beautiful Triduum. I'm going to turn to YouTube, because you guys are being so patient. Paula says, Marianne, the first caller, was wonderful. I'm laughing, and she made my day. God bless her. I know. She was precious. Rebecca says, Our Lady is a powerful woman by God's grace. Go to her for help, consolation, and encouragement. Absolutely. Thanks, you guys, on YouTube and Facebook. Okay. Let me just see. Okay. I can squeeze in. I don't think I can. I don't know if I can squeeze in. Doug, I literally have 20 seconds. Are you getting your feet washed tonight?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait for it to happen. But what I want to point out was, I researched in this custom. I found it in John's gospel, but I don't see the Eucharist explicitly in John's gospel as in the synoptic gospels. And it's just, there's just such a corporal spirituality in John's gospel, where Jesus just tells them, he gets down, girts a towel around his waist, and washes their feet. And back then, the streets weren't what we would say clean like we have now.
So he is
humiliating himself to a point that's just, and he stresses to his apostles, this is our friendship, this is our love. This is how we should treat one another.
Yes. Amen. Doug, you got to call back after this experience and tell us what it was like, please. We'll be with you in spirit and in prayer as we enter the Triduum as well. Doug, that is a precious time for you to have that experience. Pat is going to talk, was going to talk about falling asleep with the rosary. We'll get to that in a future show. And the other ones that are ringing in right now, it's a little too late because I've got to close the show. When we come back on Monday, we'll be talking about how we are an Easter people and Alleluia is our song. But until then, guys, thanks to the show team and the Take Two family. You guys are awesome. Have a beautiful and blessed Triduum. We'll see you real soon.